The Balut Kiki Project is a proud member of Bunk Collective. This Balut Kiki Project contains themes, depictions, and language of an adult and mature nature. Listener discretion is advised. The opinions expressed in this project are not meant to replace the advice of professionals. Thank you.
You're tuned into the Balut Kiki Project.
Hey, Bessies.
Listen in a man. Kiki.
Isang quickie na kiki.
So, nung nag-come out kasi ako as trans, I lived out as trans for a long time before starting any kind of medical transition. Na, ayun, nag-come out ako as trans 2016, but I only started medically transitioning 2021. 2021 was the year that I got top surgery. And then 2022 is when I started yung gender-affirming hormones, hormone therapy.
Which is testosterone, T?
Yes, I started taking testosterone 2022. So, matagal akong nabuhay as trans na yung transition ko lang is purely social and expression na sa clothes, sa name, sa hair, yun lang.
Nabanggit mo yung top surgery or transitioning. How did you go about this? Like, magkano? What was the process?
Okay. So, sa top surgery, I first heard about it nung early days ko pa lang sa advocacy na very baby trans pa ako. Nalaman ko lang nung mga ganong years na 2017, 2016 na meron palang options for top surgery sa Pilipinas. Kasi nung una akong nagsimula mag-research about transitioning, parang yung lahat ng nakikita kong mga examples puro abroad. Kasi sa US, tsaka sa UK, tsaka sa Europe, matagal na silang nag-offer ng medical transition. And hindi siya masyadong pinag-uusapan dito sa Pilipinas. And actually, dun ko nalaman yung kwento ni Neil Nodalo sa Rated K. Kasi yun nga yung focus nung kwento niya na it's about his top surgery. And ayun, so nalaman ko, meron palang option dito sa Philippines. So I met with other members of the community na parang sino ba yung mga surgeons dito sa Pilipinas. And nung dumating yung 2021, one of the surgeons who's been doing it the longest in the Philippines, his name is Dr. Enrico Valera.
Is this in Luzon?
Yes, he's in Metro Manila. Mm-hmm. Sa St. Luke's, Quezon City siya. Nag-consult. Parang nagpa-GM siya, like nagpa-text blast siya sa lahat ng mga kilala niya na pasyente niya na may promo ako this year for top surgery kasi dahil sa birthday niya, parang he decided that he was gonna do like a discount promo for top surgery.
Wow.
Just for that year, for the year 2021. And at the time, nung binook ko siya, the total cost of just the surgery, so yung operating room, yung operation, and the anesthesia was 135,000 pesos. Which normally, without the discount, 150,000. So, malaking bagay din yung discount.
It's huge.
And so, I was like, this has to be the time that I do it kasi malaki yung matitipid ko. And pinag-usapan namin nung partner ko na parang ano yung pwede nating gawin. Kasi yung partner ko is very supportive. My current partner, we've been together for magpa-5 years na. And they are also part of the trans community. They identify as non-binary. So they were very on board. No, sinabi ko na may papromo yung surgeon ngayon and matagal na siya nagta-top surgery, marami na siyang results. And maganda naman yung mga results ng mga previous patients niya. Ayun. So, nag-reach out ako sa surgeon. Sabi ko na interested ako na mag-book for the surgery. And yung sinabi niya sa akin is, okay, kung may balak ka na magpabook, kailangan mo lang na mag-down payment to reserve yung schedule. And then, yung down payment was 30,000. And then, just to reserve the slot, to sure na magpapasurgery ka. Tapos ikaw na bahala kung paano mo babayaran yung remaining balance mo. As long as you're fully paid before yung date na pinag-agreean nyo. So that conversation was around March or April 2021. And then I said na gusto ko September para may time ako to slowly make the payments. And ayun, dahil sa pagiging supportive ng partner ko, yung naging setup namin was for those few months, siya yung sweldo niya, yung panggagalingan ng ano, pangsustento namin. So yung pagbayad ng bills, pagbayad ng rent, pangbayad ng it's stuff that we need to pay for. Tapos lahat ng sweldo ko, itatabi ko lang just for top surgery. So thanks to that, na by the time na dumating yung September, na bayaran ko na lahat ng remaining balance, the remaining from the fee. And then, aside from the surgery fees, you also have to pay for yung mga appointment. So, yung pagpapa-consult before and after surgery. Mm-hmm. Kasi you have to go in para malaman kung anong type of surgery. Kasi may ibang klase ng top surgery. Depending on yung essentially yung breast size mo tsaka yung elasticity ng skin mo sa chest. Kasi you can qualify for a less invasive surgery kung maliit yung breast tissue mo. Mm-hmm. Tas, ayun,
so first... wala na ako. Mas mahal sa akin. Unfortunately.
Tapos he ran me through everything na parang during the consultation very informative siya na parang ito yung mangyayari sa your journey recovery, ito yung bakit mo kailangan inumin yung gabot na to, ito yung mga supplies na kailangan mo to take care to manage the wounds and the scars and like that. So it was very like marami akong tututunan and he had this very extensive aftercare manual. So may binigay siya na guide na kung paano mo i-manage yung sugat mo after the surgery. Tapos may consent form na parang I understand all the potential
dangers,
effects, risks, etc. etc. Tapos kailangan mo din magpa-clearance. So you have to make sure na you're healthy enough to go under surgery. So may maraming lab test na kailangan i-take including the typical mga blood work. Mm-hmm. But kinailangan ko din na magpa-ultrasound tsaka mammogram sa breast to make sure na walang bukol. Mm-hmm. Kasi kapag nahanap na may bukol, hindi ka qualified for top surgery. You go to the kind of surgeon that's for mastectomy na talaga na yung for cancer. Mm-hmm. So
okay, that makes sense.
Interesting. Uh-oh.
Tapos, ayun, I did all my lab tests and because it was 2021, ni-required din ako na mag RT-PCR for COVID to make sure na wala akong COVID during surgery. And then, I was in and out within the same day. Outpatient procedure siya. I went under anesthesia around 10 a.m.
So general anesthesia, GA?
Mm-hmm.
You were out cold? Okay.
Wow.
Yes. So I was out cold for around 12 hours kasi 10 a.m. ako pumasok sa operating room and then 10 p.m. na ako nagising. Pero the operation finished mga 7. It's just that I took long time to wake up from that. Tapos ayun, inuwi ako ng partner ko and recovery started from there. I also, kinailangan ko din magpa-psych clearance kasi...
I was gonna ask that,
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I disclosed sa surgeon ko na I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety. And he said na, okay, kung ganun, kailangan
na magpa-clearance.
Which
should be pretty basic pagdating sa atin, di ba? Okay.
Uh-oh. So sabi niya, kasi nagtitake din ako ng meds at the time, so he wanted to make sure na I was mentally fit, basically. Kasi nga, medyo mentally exhausting nga naman yung pag-recover from top surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to make sure that I was fit for that. So I got the clearance, which was another few thousand pesos. And yung mga lab test, and yun lang naman. Tsaka yung mga gamot. May pinainom siya sa akin na gamot na parang anti-bleeding para hindi ako magdugo masyado sa surgery.
Clotting.
And then after surgery, yung mga supplies were basically bandages, ointment for the scars, tsaka I was on painkillers for a while for the first week kasi yun yung pinakamasakit na part, which is the recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And then, ayun, it took me about a month to be back to normal. For some people, it can take longer.
May mga drains ka? Wala ka naman mga drain?
Fortunately, ako wala. Kasi naging effective sa akin yung gamot na for anti-bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't worried too much about my fluids.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, ayun, I was out of the hospital the same day. Tapos the first week, hindi ko kayang kumalaw na mag-isa kasi I was in so much pain. So I had to have assistance with my partner. Nag-leave siya sa work for 2 weeks para lang alagaan ako. Kasi it was to the point na hindi ko kayang bumangon sa bed kasi masyadong masakit yung chest muscles ko. So pag mag-CR ako, kailangan ko yung tulong niya. Pag tatayo, hihiga, kailangan ko yung tulong niya. But after 2 weeks, nakayanan ko naman na. Tapos 4 weeks, back to normal na ako at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow, 4 weeks.
So could we say na medyo ballpark figure sa mga interesado? Kasi naisip ko, baka mamaya I could do a separate episode, a shorter episode na ito lang parang journey mo for transitioning talaga, no? People who want to medically transition. Yeah. So ballpark figure, mga 200,000 pesos?
Mga... For me, mga 175 was...
175. So medyo may breathing room ka ng konti kung meron kang 200,000. Alright. And then, what about for people who want to take... Kasi yun ang nakikita kong madalas na tanong sa ano eh.
Mm.
Sa Reddit page nyo eh, sa thread nyo yung testosterone.
Mm-mm.
Can anybody just take testosterone? Ano ba?
Okay, so pagdating naman sa testosterone, it's kind of... Yeah. Depende lang talaga sa health mo. Kasi kapag may bala ka mag-testosterone, the first thing that the doctors will wanna do is make sure that you are healthy. Kasi starting testosterone can have a lot of negative side effects.
Yes.
Most common is yung hypertension na nakakataas siya ng blood pressure. Yeah. Na tsaka tumataas din yung risk for gout for some people kasi na umaakit din yung uric acid on being testosterone. So ako kasi, nung nag-start ako mag-venture into doing hormones, pinili ko magsimula sa Love Yourself, which is a clinic that does free consultation kasi medyo mahal yung consult sa mga endo.
We love yourself.
Yes.
Makikipag-coordinate ka lang, mag-i-email ka ba, tatawag ka, magte-text ka sa Love Yourself, tapos you're assigned a counselor ba?
Ganyan? You can choose. Kasi kapag magbubok ka, they list yung doctors nila for HRT or gender-affirming hormone therapy. Tapos pipili ka na lang kung sino yung gusto mong...
So ang una mong dapat gawin is to get in touch with Love Yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Via their website or email. And then secure yung first appointment.
Magbubok ka ng meeting. Okay. All right.
And then yung first session is normally interview for your medical history.
Libre to, no? Matt, no? Okay. Okay.
Yes. It's all free. So interviewin ka nila. Tatanungin nila yung mga sakit sa family mo, yung mga bisyo mo, yung sexual history mo. Mm-hmm.
Parang physical.
Medyo ganun siya. Just to get a better understanding kung ano yung mga dapat nila ipa-check sa'yo. So, for example, yung sa akin, nung dinisclose ko na my family has a history of diabetes, nadagdag sa lab test ko yung fasting blood sugar kasi to make sure na
wala pa HbA1c.
Para wala pa akong risk of diabetes. Mm-hmm. Tapos, yun. Yung mangyayari after the interview is magpapa-lab test ka, which you have to pay for yourself kasi Love Yourself doesn't currently cover yung lab test. They just give you yung request. Pero ikaw na bahala kung saan ka magpapatest.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, babalik ka on your second appointment and then if based on the lab tests, okay naman yung results, bibigyan ka na ng prescription mo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yung starting prescription. And then hormones, unfortunately sa Pilipinas, there's not a lot of options for over-the-counter testosterone. Like, it's not readily available sa drugstore kasi medyo hindi siya pinaprioritize ng FDA because they don't think it's a priority.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Forever marginalized.
Oo. So, yung mga options for testosterone na FDA approved are very expensive.
I think
right now, the only FDA approved is called testosterone on Decanoate, which costs around 10 to 12,000 pesos per shot.
And how often do you normally have to get the shot?
You normally take it every 3 months. But it's so expensive, yung commonly available na almost every Filipino trans man or trans masculine person na nagtiti, yung tinitake nila is gray market na tea. So there meron kasing brand na previously FDA approved pero right now natanggal siya and so technically counted siya as gray or black market pero pina-prescribe pa rin siya ng mga endo kasi alam nila na safe naman siya. It's just that our FDA isn't prioritizing yung pag-approve sa kanya kasi they don't see it as a medical need.
Mm-hmm.
Yun naman is much more accessible. It's only 150 to 180 pesos per ampule.
Ang laki ng kaibahan, ha?
Oo, ang laki ng difference nung FDA approved sa hindi FDA approved. So, ito, hindi mo siya mabibili sa drugstore, pero mabibili mo siya sa mga yung reputable na sellers sa community. So, kilala naman ng lahat kung saan ka pwedeng bumili na safe, na legit, kasi they've been supplying the community for how many years na. Including sa organization namin, we try to provide cheaper kasi kapag nag-group order, mas mura yung price nung tea. So, nagsasabay-sabay kami lahat bumili ng testosterone namin. Tapos, ayun, it's a lot cheaper. 150 to 180 lang siya per ampule.
So, how do they go about doing that, Matt? They message you on Reddit or punta sila sa website?
You can go to our website sa transmasculinephilippines.com. And there's a page there that's all about how to join yung group orders namin. And yeah, we do our orders quarterly. So every 3 months, may bagong batch.
Laking tulong nun, ha?
Mm-mm. And it's much cheaper and safe.
Mm-hmm.
Safe yung mercy. And nagre-require talaga kami ng prescription. We don't allow people without medical consultation to buy kasi hindi safe mag-DIY ng hormones.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's really good.
Saka, okay. You make sure that kung prescribed, they were educated on side effects, yeah, expectations, yes, what will happen, mm-mm, versus the budget
included sa requirements namin na i-disclose kung sino, kung kanino sila nagko-consult para alam namin na legit din yung doctor na kausap nila.
Mm-hmm. And hindi din prescription ng testosterone eh. Mm-mm. Hindi din
delikado
siya.
Kasi siya. Yeah. Oo. At saka gusto ko lang sabihin din again na merong mga taong who identify as transmasculine or transgender who don't, yes, or can't medically transition, but that doesn't invalidate the fact that they're trans. So that doesn't make them less trans than people who have medically transitioned. So I just wanted to say that.
You have just been served. This has been the Balut Kiki Project. Uniquely Pinoy, unapologetically queer. We are now declaring this project complete.
Thank you for clicking play. Don't forget to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast streaming platform. And leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed the show.